Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Welcome to the January 10th edition of Barbecue Shop Talk right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Excited to have you listen tonight. We have some great guests tonight. Our call-in number tonight is 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. We have a few sponsors we always like to thank up front. The first one up is Hotspot Graphics, Patrick Carlson. He's responsible for the Barbecue Shop Talk logo and has helped me with four or five others for contests, as well as doing some personal stuff for us as well. He does illustrations, logos, mascots, any type of design work, including the animated maps and all. You can reach him at hotspotgraphics.com, Patrick Carlson. You can also reach him at barbeculogos.com. Our next sponsor up is Pirate 50 Artwork and Trophies. Dale Wilson and his wife, Janice, they do a wonderful job. I have a sign. I know Tim has a sign, and a number of teams out there have got site signs that he has built, and he also does trophies for special events and special cook-offs. So get in touch with him. You can find him on Facebook at Pirate 50 Artwork and Trophies. And last but not least, Barbecue Superstars Daryl Mass. He affords us the opportunity each week to be on the air here, and we appreciate his kindness in that and putting us on the air. We have a couple special guests tonight. The first one up, Tim will be talking to here in a few minutes, Ken Carey with Local Happiness Fundraiser. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this week's good fortune for us. We were mentioning the state paper, Smoking Coals Original Barbecue Sauce, based out of Gaston, won the National Barbecue Festival's Best of the Best, which we announced, I think, last week. But they mentioned the paper, and the reason I bring it up today is we received our bell today from Waycross, Tim. I know you're familiar with the bell they used to give away for all the teams down there. We got it today and posted some shots of it up on our Facebook page. I also wanted to give a shout-out to Pulmori's Barbecue Sauce. They competed in the 17th Annual Worldwide Mustard Competition, sponsored by the National Mustard Museum from Middleton, Wisconsin, and they took first place and won the gold medal. Mike and Vicki Adams, they got mentioned there too, and they got a great sauce. So I encourage you, if you're a mustard lover, you can go out and try some of their sauce, Pulmori sauce. Also, we'll be featured on a Good Day Columbia here over the next week or so. We're doing some special stuff for those guys. And the Barbecue Pit Masters National Destination America's Hit Show is coming back. They're looking for some folks to be on. So if you're interested, they got open casts and calls. They close very soon. You can reach them at barbecuepitmasters@originalmedia.com. National Barbecue Association's 2013 conference in Mobile, Alabama. It's coming up on February 19th, 23rd. We've mentioned this a number of times so far. The reason I want to mention it again tonight is the sauce deadline is the 18th, which is next week. So if you have a sauce and or dry rub that you want in the main competition, January 18th is the deadline for you to get that mail in to them. Ours went out this week, and we're excited about it. I hope we can report some good results middle of next month. South Carolina Young Farmers and Agri Business Association 65th Annual Convention, January 25th, 26th, Weston Resort and Spa in Hilton Head, in conjunction with the South Carolina Pork Board's annual meeting. Tim and I will be down there on Saturday doing a demo at 9 o'clock. If you're in the area and can make that meeting, I would encourage you to do so. Come by and say hello to us. We've got a couple classes that are being put on here. We're going to mention a little later. And our first guest up is going to be Ken Carey, just after Tim runs over some of his recap.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the fastest half hour in barbecue. Great to have everybody here for Thursday night edition. Just want to take a quick look at the SCBA calendar like we do every week to keep everyone up to date. Remember the judges seminar coming up February 2nd in Aiken, South Carolina, and our first contest of the year, Man's Brews and Barbecue in beautiful Port Royal, South Carolina. I understand the field is packing in there, so if you'd want to get a spot, definitely contact Mara Connolly. You can go to the events tab there on SCBA website, and they are actually have a hyperlink on there, so you can print the registration right out and drop it in the mail to them. So hope to see you guys out there at the Bands, Brews, and Barbecue. And the March dates are quickly filling up, so definitely check those out. I think we got some April dates that are actually posting now too. Looks like Easley is posted, Florence, and Conway have their confirmed dates, as well as looks like Malden. So jump on the SCBA website and get your spring contest schedule together. Right now we're going to talk with Ken Carey, who's the owner of localhappiness.net. And talking with Mark earlier, he was telling me about what a wonderful, wonderful business this is. Because I don't know about you folks, but I know my kids have brought these things, these fundraisers home, and they're like, Dad, we need you to buy this, we need you to buy that. And I'm buying wrapping paper and candy bars and stuff that maybe I really didn't want to use or really didn't need, just bought it for the kids. But I understand that Ken has got a totally different direction, and I think it's a wonderful idea. So I'd like to bring him on now and talk to him about it. Ken, you with us tonight?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me, Tim.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, our pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit about localhappiness.net. Why did you start this type of school fundraiser?
Well, I had an opportunity to work with a lot of the specialty food producers in the Certified South Carolina family. Got to know folks like Mark and got to eat their product. And it was after I had just helped my son win a limo ride for selling a bunch of frozen cookie dough, and then I ate some of that frozen cookie dough, and I was like, man, my family is going to disown me, you know, and literally I had an epiphany that, you know, we can do so much better. I just have to work with specialty food producers to pull together enough quality products at competitive prices and be able to put it into a fundraiser and give a school or a nonprofit 40% of the money. And you know, I'm getting a little fatter doing it because I have to taste all these wonderful foods, and you know, it's kind of a tough job to have.
Kind of like being the barbecue judge.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking about that, now, what kind of products are you using now? I understand it's all South Carolina specialty food, but can you give us an idea of kind of the products you have out there now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you open our catalog, if you go to localhappiness.net and look at the catalog, you'll see everything we've got. We've got Charleston Cookie Company. We've got Bell Honey from Rembert. We've got Oliver Pluff and Company Tea. We've got Iron Brew Coffee from over in Blythewood. You know, we've got State Street Snacks and Orangeburg Pecans. We've got Blue Moon products. We've got Palmetto Pepper Potions, Carolina Creole, Big Ed's Heirloom Barbecue Sauce, Lee's Southern Seasonings. We've got Liqueurs Gourmet. We've got the Lee Brothers Cookbook. We've got, you know, Robin Ray's Slather Brand products, Chucky's Barbecue and Marinade Sauce. We've got some non-food items like the cookbook. Then we've got Mr. B's Sustainable Glassworks and books made here in South Carolina by the University of South Carolina's Press, like, you know, South Carolina, A History by Walter Edgar. We even got my dog Wingo in on the action. We've got Pupcake's Pet Boutique over in Five Points that put some Adloo flour-based pet food products into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a diverse group. We've got music. You know, we've got Lunch Money and Jim Sonnefeld and music from Yonder Music Label over in Florence. And some, you know, some nice products that women love, like Secret of the Islands and stuff for children. We've got some Palmetto Puzzle Works out of Charleston and some Jellico. They make these cute little dolls and stuff like that. We're just really trying to put together something for everybody. You know, we've got Nana purses. We've got Butter Bath products from over in the Greenville area, Charleston Candle Works. We've got over 100 items, all of them made in South Carolina, and all of them help keep every dollar from a fundraiser in South Carolina. You know, I'm a Christian and a businessman, and I see people struggling in this economy, and I see a kid with a fundraiser, and I know that 65% of the dollars or whatever percentage is going out of state. You know, that money could be staying here with an entrepreneur like Mark Busby there, you know, and helping him do more to hire people or go out to eat or pay a bill or otherwise drive our local economy, and that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail right on the head because I'm going to wager a lot of this wrapping paper and these little brownie bites, these things that you buy that are really commercial products, nine times out of ten, they're probably not even in this country. You know, we're probably getting wrapping paper from some other country, and that money's going out. So speaking about the cost, how much money goes to the school or the charity when they're involved with you?
40%. If somebody's buying a $10 item, $4 goes to the charity. And, you know, a fair amount of the balance, the other $6, goes to the entrepreneur with the product, and then I make a little bit of money off of every transaction for pulling it all together. And, you know, so far I haven't made much. It's a labor of love, and my wife is like, when are you going to quit feeding me barbecue sauce and bring home some bacon?
That's right, dude. Well, it sounds like a lot of work. What's been some of the biggest challenges you've had putting the localhappiness.net together?
Well, you know, initially, you know, I put I'm kin to all y'all on my business card. I've always been in sales, you know, and just getting those first couple people on board. You know, once I had Rob and Ray from Slather Brand Foods on board, other people just started getting involved. And
yeah, her stuff is great, isn't it? We've had her on the show, and it's I love it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, getting those first people on board was a success. And then I did my first five schools last year, and I overpriced stuff. And the mothers of the PTO quickly let me know. you know, and so I had to go back to each of my product partners and say, hey, could you lower your price to me? Treat me like I'm Piggly Wiggly already and just give me your best price kind of thing and help me give them 40% without having to charge too much. So, you know, this year, you know, last year I sold a bottle of Bell Honey for $12, thinking it's local, they'll do it because they're paying that much for this out-of-state stuff, but they let me know I was too high. So now I'm able to sell that same Bell Honey product for $8.50, and the school profit is $3.40, you know. So I feel like I've overcome some major obstacles in the year and a half since I had the wonderful idea. And, you know, not every day feels like a good day when you're doing something that's crazy, but I'm excited about it. And, you know, love what I'm doing, love meeting folks like Mark and Robin. And, you know, I grew up Baptist. If we hadn't met, we wouldn't have met. So,
that's right.
You know, I'm selling food and I'm eating the best that South Carolina has to offer.
Well, you know, and today it's a lot. It's really hard to get sponsorships, and I was just hit with an idea just now where I know my son's, like, Sertoma football team, each year we're out there trying to get sponsors and all. I wonder if this wouldn't be a great alternative to that instead of having the parents out here trying to, you know, to drum up business, to have the actual players or the kids go out and offer these products and stuff for, you know, some of these charity sports teams. I know our church does youth basketball, and they're always trying to get sponsors as well. So what a great idea to kind of refer folks to. So who should you reach out to get involved if you want to become a part of this or maybe help out?
Well, we're always looking for new product partners who might be a fit, and then any group like the one you just mentioned. You know, this coming Thursday I'll be at Blue Marlin at 5 o'clock for a kickoff party for their Tour to Cure. We're going to help their people raise money to fight diabetes, and instead of just asking for a donation, we're able to sell people groceries that they need anyway, and 40% of that goes towards each rider's pledge. So if anybody listening is a peddler on a bicycle who might want to help raise some money for diabetes, you know, check out localhappiness.net. If they're on a school PTO or any other type of group that needs to raise funds, you know, we want to help them. We do a two-week blitz with a school if they want to, and then we also allow each group to have an affiliate link that will stay live on our website as long as they want it to, so that anybody who is referred to that link, you know, say it's localhappiness.net/Sertoma Club or whatever it may be, that 40% will be tracked and paid to them.
Wow. Now, we like to ask folks, especially folks like yourself, who's got this great vision, this great idea, and you put it into action. Now, where do you see local happiness in, say, 5 years?
Ideally, in 5 years, you know, last year was our first half of a year, and we did five schools. So ideally, in 5 years, we would be doing, you know, maybe 50 or 100 schools on an annual basis. My child's school does $40,000 of fundraising every fall with an out-of-state fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
You know, so you multiply, you know, 50 or 100 times that, and ideally we would become Robin Ray's biggest customer. We would become each specialty food person's biggest customer because we would be taking them into these schools where right now each product partner that I talk to, like a Robin Ray, they just say, Ken, I don't have time to do that. I'm so glad you're doing it. Now go do it. You know, so
sure.
The vision is to get into that many schools so that I'm ordering pallets of their stuff and I'm putting it in every household in South Carolina through the school system, and I'm building brand loyalty so that each of them can go out and hire two more people, and two more people are employed because of our efforts. That's why we call it local happiness. We want to make the sun shine a little brighter in South Carolina for everybody.
Absolutely. And folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ken Carey, owner of localhappiness.net, and just what a wonderful idea of keeping all the money in-state, helping charities, helping schools, as well as helping the South Carolina specialty food small business folks as well. So, I mean, just a great idea. Now, this sounds like a lot of work. I mean, what kind of staff are you looking at? Are you doing any hiring right now?
Yeah, we're looking for people to help us cover the state, you know, people who would act as marketing development folks. They would interact with schools, other nonprofits, and also specialty food producers or other artisans and musicians around the state to get them into our catalog, and then manage the sales process with some tools that we provide them with at a PTO or a nonprofit to help them surpass their goals and raise good money to, you know, fight cancer or diabetes or put a better security system in at their school.
Well, this sounds like a really worthwhile cause. One final question before we let you go. You mentioned a lot of names already. What's some of the highlights of getting to know so many of these specialty food producers across the state?
I'm learning so much. They've taken me into their vision for their company and told me about the you know, the obstacles and opportunities out there. So I call them product partners. You know, people say, well, man, you're doing a lot. You don't seem to have a very big staff yet. But each of my product partners, like Kevin Ayers over at State Street Snacks and Kyle Brown over at Oliver Pluff & Company, you know, Mark Busby's helped me, Robin Ray, they teach me so much about the business world that it's like having, you know, there's 11 of us. You know, there's 30 of us. They're all on my team, and they prevent me from making some mistakes in some cases, show me the way.
Well, that's awesome, Ken. I'm so glad that you did this. I'm glad you brought it to light as well. And I actually look forward to seeing you an email and get some more information, because I think I may like to get involved with that or maybe refer some folks to you. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule tonight. We look forward to seeing you down the road. Now, are you going to be at the South Carolina Specialty Foods Luncheon that we got coming up at the end of this month?
You know, I'd love to be. I haven't looked at my calendar yet. When is that?
I think it's the 27th. I'm not sure if it's a BOD. I know Mark and I are doing some type of lunch. We're catering a lunch for those folks. I'm not sure. Mark, are they going to be purveyors there, or is this more of their like board of directors type luncheon or meeting?
It's more of a member meeting. They will have a couple folks outside, I think associate members, and I think Ken last year may have been outside in the vestibule there, and I think they've got a few set up for that. But mainly it's just their annual meeting, and they elect some officers and all. So I think Ken's now associate member, and so I think he's up for it. We'd love to have you come in and have lunch with us.
Thank you. I'd love to join him.
And I know what we'll do, too. Also, we'd love to get some information from you and get it out. We've got some classes coming up at the South Carolina State Farmers Market. I'd love to put some of your information out there. Ken, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Good night to you, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Ken. All right, good
bye-bye. Night, buddy. Man, what a great idea. I just, you know, I'm almost envious and jealous. I didn't think of that. Well, that's just a great idea. I love that specialty food stuff, and then keeping it all in the state, because we have so many amazing products, you know?
Absolutely do, and one thing about Ken is I know he works very hard at it, very hard. I've seen that.
You can hear the passion in his voice. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when you're talking to somebody who's trying to sell you something, or you're talking to somebody who's trying to make a difference, or somebody who just said, you know what, this is the way it should be, and you just talking to him, you get that feeling to this. You know, you feel the passion behind it. So I wish him all the luck in the world, absolutely.
Yep, I hope it works out great for him. We're excited to try to team up with him. That's kind of in the works here, hopefully very soon, and we'll get on board with it. But he's going to be successful because, you know, they say the harder you work at something, the luckier you get. Well, he works hard at it, so everything's going to work out for him in short order. I'm comfortable in saying that and predicting that here on the show. So
yeah, me too. I agree.
We have our next guest. Yes. Jennifer.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, need you to cut down the radio there.
I do not have the radio on.
No, it sounds like something was going back and forth there. You catch that, Tim?
Yeah, then you know that might have been me. I've got three or four windows pulled up, and I've got our monitoring our Barbecue Shop Talk Facebook as well as our website. So that might got a little crossfeed for me.
You get to blame it on the host. How about that?
That's right.
That's my favorite part of the day today.
Absolutely. Hey,
Mark, congratulations on the bell. That's good news.
Absolutely. We're always excited about that. And the bell probably weighs about 7 or 8 pounds. I thought it would be a little lot of lightweight trophy, but it's the real deal. And it sounds. People can hear us a half a mile away with it. So.
I was going to ask you, is the bell close by where you can give it a ring?
It's in the shop. I actually built a hanger. They send you everything so you can – I don't know if you're hanging on the side of your grill or what, but I actually built a display for it today out of some walnut and everything. So we'll have it at some of our demos. Jennifer?
I saw that on Facebook. I saw what you built. That looks great.
Great. Well, I want to give everybody say a few words about Jennifer before we actually get some questions here. I actually pulled some stuff up online. Jennifer Bailey Bergen actually works with Graysale. And here's a little bit of her bio. It's been said that she's a complex thinking machine, a mom, a wife, a geek. She says, hey, I cook, I knit, I drink coffee. Tim's familiar with that. I like some things, I don't like other things. And that about sums it up. But, you know, we're putting all joking aside. Jennifer is a client relation with the manager at Graysale here in Columbia. She's got a decade of experience helping people translate ideas into technology. And she's been an early adopter of social media platforms and has maintained an online presence since 1995, about the time I bought my first computer. She's been published in Pregnancy Magazine, GameSpy, Recipe Editor, which Tim and I both are probably happy about. And she's been quoted on a CNN. She does some social media work for Adelie Flower, Blue Cactus Cafe, Pumpkin Spice Watch. Also the food truck, food court here in Columbia, Local Happiness, which Ken was just on. And after all that, I'm going to give her an opportunity to tell her something I'm sure I missed about herself.
Well, I moved to South Carolina from the West Coast in 1996 and immediately fell in love with it. I love everything about the state. I love how everybody knows everybody else. But what I really love is the small businesses in this state and the specialty foods organizations. The entrepreneurial spirit is really, really on fire in this state. From the time I moved here till now, I've just watched it increase. So that's where I've chosen to put my focus, is on helping small businesses get their word out.
You know what, Tim and I, you said you moved in from the West Coast. You know what, Tim and I tell everybody, we're American by birth, but Southern by the grace of God. So.
That's right.
There you go.
There you go. So, anyway, we have some plans. I want to give the viewers out or listeners out there an opportunity to know what we have planned here over the next number of months. And there's really not a set time frame. It's as long as Jennifer's willing to do this. She's going to help us with some social media here at Barbecue Shop Talk and Smoking Coals. And she's going to come on once a month, give some tips, and kind of tell you how you can promote your business, whether it's sauce business, a cook team, or you know, if you have a construction business or something, you're listening to us. So I'd encourage you to tell your friends, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can catch a hold of her on Twitter as well. She has a lot of interesting posts all the time. And we've seen such an increase in just a couple weeks doing things through Cromer's Peanuts, which they will be on next week, and Jennifer helping us with some stuff. You see some very large increases, and people just talking about your product or your business. So she's here to kind of help us, and we have a few questions this week for her to kind of give you an overview of how to get started. And in 30 days, she's going to come back on, and like I said, this will be a monthly thing, and we're going to tell you how here at Barbecue Shop Talk things have improved, increased, and give you some of our results. And we're planning something special towards maybe April and May, and we'll give you a little bit of information on that in a little bit. But first question for you, Jennifer. There's so many social media platforms out there, and so many people. Tell me how I get started.
The first thing that you or any group who's interested in increasing visibility online would want to do is Google yourself. Go and find out where your audience is. Where do people talk about Barbecue Shop Talk? If you Google Barbecue Shop Talk, there's close to 24,000 results. Now, nobody's got time to go through all 24,000 of those results, but if you take a quick overview, you'll see there's a lot of people talking on forums, barbecue-specific forums, people talking on Twitter about things that they're doing, mentioning having the Barbecue Shop Talk radio. People who are already fans are spreading the word. So you go and you find where they are, that's the platform you're going to want to start with first. You're going to identify one and start there.
Okay. So after we identify one and we've chosen a platform to start with, tell me how do we go about using it?
Let's say that the platform that you choose to start with is Twitter, which is a great way to get people talking. It is basically a digital word-of-mouth machine. So you will sign up for Twitter, and there's all sorts of different ways that you can go about looking for people that you might already know, and you can always go through their friends list and their follower list. But if you start there, find people you know, find companies that you are interested in who are maybe friends of the business. Like, you go follow at Local Happiness. Ken is on Twitter, and he's a hard worker. He's working hard on Twitter. Cromer's Penis is on Twitter. You'd follow them. You can follow me. You can follow Graysale. Follow Abu. These people, once you follow them, you see how they're interacting in this environment. Basically, if you liken it to walking into a room, it's a party, and it's full of people who you know and some that you don't know. So you walk in, and what's the first thing you're going to do? You listen. You're not going to walk in and say, "Hello, everybody, I have arrived." I mean, you might, but I wouldn't.
Well, Tim would. That's why he's laughing. So go ahead.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm here now. Yeah.
Nobody panic. Tim's here.
Yep.
So you'll go in and you want to listen. So you create an account and spend some time paying attention to how people behave. Spend some time learning what the etiquette is. There's 8 million different write-ups out there that will be guides to tell you how to behave, but there's nothing like actual real-life experience. So if you just spend a few days seeing how your friends are talking to each other, seeing how they're interacting with their clients, it's all transparent, it's all visible to you as a user, and you'll find that engaging in the conversation becomes natural because you know who they are, you know how they're behaving, and you know where you'll fit in. So you can take a few minutes a day and start talking to or tagging or sharing information about Cromer's, for example. They had a T-shirt contest that was going on the past few days, and I actually had an entry in the contest. So I started sharing on Twitter that I had an entry and sharing the link, and the votes skyrocketed for my particular T-shirt. I ended up not winning, but it's a good example. You find people that you work with, that you like, that you have common interests with. You talk about them, they'll talk about you.
And I can tell you, we did a demo at Cromer's back last month, I believe it was the first part of last month, or end of November, and my days run together sometimes, but Agatha over there actually started posting on Twitter and Facebook, and we've seen our weekly pages increase, one of them increased by almost 2,100% for the week, and I was blown away by it. I was like, what happened here? How did this jump up? It's never been like that. And then I put it two and two together and said, hey, this is what's going on. It's just amazing how many people you can reach out there. But, you know, some of us are busy doing this or that, just like Ken, running all over the place, taking care of it. How much time and attention is this going to take me on a daily basis or a weekly basis or whatever?
Well, first you want to make sure that you're using the correct tools. So most people nowadays, especially people on the go all the time, will have a smartphone chained to their belt. Install the correct software. If you're going to use Twitter, make sure you have a Twitter client set up with notifications. If you're going to use Facebook, make sure you have the Facebook client installed and notifications turned on. That way, whenever someone mentions you, whenever someone says your particular username or starts talking about a hashtag that you're following, you'll get a notification just like when you get an email. And that way you can tend to it on the fly, on the go. It'll take you 2 minutes most of the time to say, hey, thanks for the mention. It was great to hear from you. Just that small interaction makes a huge difference. So what you want to do is you want to make a habit of paying attention to your notifications when you get them. And if you haven't received a notification in a day or two, take 5 minutes, go scroll through your timeline and find something that you want to comment on, that you want to take advantage of, and talk to people that you follow or that are following you. Because if you don't interact, nobody's going to interact with you. And if you think about it in the terms of, like I said before, if you walk into a party, if you sit in the corner and don't face into the room, nobody's going to talk to you either.
Yep.
So you take the time, make it like a New Year's resolution. Say, okay, I'm going to spend 5 minutes a day reading Twitter, and I tell you that's a great place to start because just 5 minutes a day is enough time to say, hi, how are you? I love what you're doing with the new T-shirt concept. That's fantastic. And it's easy.
I know at Cromer's, while we were there, they took a few photos with me and Ms. Cromer and just some of our setup and everything and sent it out. And, you know, we were getting notifications on it. And, you know, it really, when you think about it, it's something else to do, but it really doesn't take a lot of time out of your schedule. But I don't think myself and a lot of other folks actually realize that. Maybe.
It can seem like kind of a daunting task because if you think that you are setting up to have to talk to the whole world all the time, you can get bogged down in the in stage fright or performance anxiety or the idea that there's a steep learning curve. When really there's not. You just be yourself. You talk about your product. You talk to the people that you know about what they're doing, and you just have a conversation. You don't want to talk all the time about how great you are because, of course, I mean, you're great, but you don't want to talk all the time about being great. We want to talk about how great other people are, too, and never underestimate the power on Twitter of a retweet. You see something that people are doing that you like, you retweet it. Spread the word. Talk about it. Share that word of mouth. People will do the same for you.
Great. Bunch of great information. It's a short amount of time. I'm looking forward to next month, and we're going to implement some of these. My oldest son has helped us start some stuff last night, and Tim and I both to get a serious about it over the next month, and next month I know you'll have two or three more tips for us then, and we look forward to having you on then, and seeing really reporting our results. And anybody out there that's listening that will take these to heart, try them, and you get some type of results, hit us on Facebook and let us know. Give us a call in on the next show and let us know. Just kind of keep us posted. So this is going to be a fun experiment. I've called it the Barbecue Shop Talk Experience. And we're doing these tips every month and reporting results, and we're going to give a caller's time to call in. Jennifer, each month, can come on and go over the results with us, give us some new tips, and we're looking to plan a special party. And I haven't asked Tim about this yet, but we're going to do it on the air right now. Yeah, in April or May, we're trying to get Tim up from Somerville, myself and Brad Kay, and do something at 302 Senate Street, where we had Smoke on the Water last year. Chef Dupree's all aboard and wants to do it. We just need to find out a date. Maybe do a Thursday lunch, kind of like you did with the food truck. So we want to serve pulled pork sandwiches, wings, ribs, and I think the three of us could have something like a rib throwdown or anything but throwdown, something like that. We'll kind of polish that up, but I think Tim's up for it.
I don't think Tim can say no at this point.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'm ready to go right now. I've learned so much already. I got to go. I didn't know I could retweet. I've already learned ours. Yeah.
You can retweet. You can retweet all day long.
I'm going to do it.
Yep, I learned that just a couple weeks ago. My son was sending me something from his Christian comedian, Tim Hawkins, which he's absolutely hysterical. And he retweets some stuff from that, and people really enjoy that. So we're going to go find something out. And about that, Tim, you got some questions for Jennifer?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I tell you, that's one thing that I think that I think I probably have the same mentality as a lot of other folks. I think I know enough, but I really don't. And I'm looking forward to learning right along with our listeners. And so I can't wait to put a lot of these tips into action because, you know, I think I need to be more computer literate, more social network savvy, really. So I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Jennifer, thanks for joining us. It's always a blast to hang out with you and talk with you for a little while. And I encourage you, if you like, please hang on a little bit. We're going to end the show here in just a few minutes. Tim, you want to run over a little bit tonight and do some of your tips or get started on them?
Actually, you know what? I've got some great ones on that I've been wanting to get to on getting the perfect cooker for the competition season, but I don't think I'd do it justice if I started and stopped it. So I think I'm going to hold it till next Thursday. So folks, definitely tune in next Thursday for some great tips on picking out that perfect smoker for your competition season.
I'm looking forward to that. I've had a number of them, and I'm going to see if you and I are on the same page there. And I guess the best thing for us to do is say goodnight to Ken, goodnight to Jennifer. Thanks to both of you for coming on, and we look forward to having both of you back soon. And we're going to send it out here with a little bluegrass.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Good night.
Night.